And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said that my spirit shall not always strive with man, for then he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. I want to preach tonight for a little while, if God will help me, on being like Noah. Now, if I wanted to be a great ball player, I'd find me a great ball player. I mean, that had broken all the records. And I'd try to do what he did. If I was going to be a great Christian in an age, I'd try to pick a great Christian and be like he was. And if I wanted to stand out in this day, I'd try to pick somebody in the past that lived in an age like I live in, and stayed with the stuff and didn't change. And I try to be like him. Now the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it do see the Lord coming in the clouds. And if you don't believe that tonight, I'll probably not be much help to you this week. But if you're right-minded and spiritual-minded and scriptural-minded, you see that we are living in the last day. The events of this day and of a couple of months ago, or let us know and understand that America can't just stand and do what she wants to do and get by with it. There is a God in heaven that will render judgment on this earth. And I'm glad. I'm thankful to God he don't let sin go. I'm glad he sees it and despises it and brings judgment on it. I thought I was going to learn to like Jerry Falwell when he come out and said America is paying for her wicked deeds. I said, well, maybe he's changed. But then he turned and said he's sorry. But I'm going to say it tonight and never say I'm sorry, that God is going to judge America. And we're in a pitiful mess. And so if I want to stand out in this day, and since Noah was the only one in his day that was like our day is going to be, I thought it'd be good to try to be like him. And number one, he stood when everybody else went another way. I mean, he did not change in his day. I'm going to tell you, I said a mouthful for a man that won't change. I'm talking about men and women that absolutely will find out what's right in God's eyes and then do it and not be afraid. I'll throw it out over here in the motel room. No, he didn't have to go and check with the Pope like most of our presidents do and a whole lot of so-called preachers. I thank God. All I got to do is consult this book and pray and live right. Bless his name. He hung in there when everybody else was going down the wrong path. Boy, they tried to get me to change in my early ministry. They tried everything in the world to get me to change. Some of my own kin folks come. I belong to a modern a Baptist church. When I got saved, I mean I was in a modern Baptist church. But God sent an old-time preacher. They made a mistake. They aimed to get one man and got another man with the same name. An old-time, and it's a shame to go back and tell him they'd got the wrong man. And God knew there's a barefooted boy down there a plowing with a team of horses that had been come in Alabama in 2001 a preaching the Word of God. And he got the Word of God into my heart and saved me. And I'm going to tell you, I got born again. I didn't get this read in business and talked in business. I got saved. Didn't even know. I didn't even know I was supposed to. I didn't know anything about that other business. But I tried everything in the world. And one morning down yonder on the hillside, just me and God Almighty, I settled it all. Bless his name. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I said, I settled it all. Got born again by the glorious power of God. Now, I didn't even believe in shouting. I mean, my mama, I'd heard her holler a time or two. But I didn't believe in it before I got back to the house. I was a-doing it. And I'm still a-doing it. And I'm glad there's something real about this old time way. I don't just have to study it and try to get in the line of the old. I'm going to tell you, if you've been saved, God will guide you in the old time spiritual realm. Now, my mom and daddy's pretty strict, but I didn't know you're supposed to dress different from the world. Well, I seen you getting a little quiet on me. So I know I'm in the right place now. I didn't know you're supposed to dress. I didn't know a man's supposed to always dress and act like a man. And a woman always supposed to dress and act like a woman. I didn't know that. But God went to working on my heart. I mean, just out on the hillside of praying. You don't have to, if you're right, the preacher ain't going to have to follow you with a pair of scissors and keep your hair cut. Amen. Thank God. There's an inborn shepherd that'll show you what you ought to do. Hallelujah. Wasn't nobody like Noah. Well, nobody preached to Noah. Nobody ever did preach to him. He just naturally knowed what is right. And you can say, preacher, I went all them years and I've done a lot of things wrong. I just didn't know. If you'd have prayed, you'd have known. You think God let you wander around and never tell you what to do? Amen. You tell me you're saved and didn't know how to live. I'm going to say you didn't pray and didn't try to live right. Amen. Thank God I raised up and noticed wrong for a man there, rear rings. Amen. Now, I don't know what all I'm going to say tonight, but it don't make much difference as long as God's in it. I'm going to tell you, we're living in an age when men and women, boys and girls, ought to have God actions. Noah stayed with his staff and didn't have nobody to tell him what's right. He just prayed and stayed with God. And he preached and never did go to school. Wasn't no schools. How about that? Isn't that amazing? Never did. They told me. I had a fellow said, I'm going to teach you some things. Says you won't go to school. I'm going to teach you. And he's telling me how to hold my hands. He said, now when you're in a pulpit and you talk about heaven, you always hold your hands up like this and palms up. But you talk about the devil and hell, you always turn them over and turn your thumbs down and motion down. I said, how about that? Isn't that amazing? But I'm going to tell you what, something's happened to him. He's fell out somewhere. He don't hold on to the Bible. Nobody wants him for a pastor. I'm going to tell you, if you follow God, it don't make no difference how you hold your hand. It's how you hold your heart. Amen. No, it didn't change. He just done what God wanted him to do. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I won't tell you, church, tonight. I suppose there's probably 10 churches here in this congregation, several different pastors. You don't have to call Washington, D.C. or our Baptist headquarters or Methodist headquarters. Just follow God. It'll work out right every time.
Amen.
They used to write me them letters and from the Southern Baptist Convention tell me what to preach on certain Sundays. And they want me to have race relations Sundays. Let a black guy have my pulpit and me go to his pulpit. And actually wrote to me and told me that it's a good day to preach on preserving sassafras bushes. Amen. And you know what I done? I burned it with the rest of that junk and went and preached on hellfire and brimstone. Amen. Just to tell sinners that there's coming a judgment one of these days. How they'll spend eternity in hell if they don't pray through and get right. I'm glad there's a God in heaven. I'm going to tell you, young preacher, you don't have to go the way the world goes. All of my heroes, thank God, went God's way. And he just turned loose and breathed and lived right.
Amen.
It's amazing. Lord didn't make it. Don't see how he got along. Just had one wife. Isn't that amazing? Just had one woman. All them years, preached 120 years, and just had one wife. Isn't that amazing? Great God in heaven. I'm going to tell you, he done what is right. Right in the midst of a wicked world. Didn't have nobody to shake. Nobody ever shook his hand and said, preacher, I'm a praying for you. But nobody ever took up an offering for him. He was a preaching and doing right just because he knew it was right. Amen. I wonder how you're doing here in this wicked world. Everybody around you, they come and told me early in my ministry, said, now, Brother Hanley didn't say Brother Hanley, just said Hanley. Sat down. I'll tell you what you need to do. You ain't going to never make it in the Baptist church. You need to go join Church of God. They act like you. And you go down there and join them and you can be yourself. But I believe there's a God in heaven. If I just do what he wants me to, will put me in the right place. Amen. I don't have to preach so I can get another revival. God's in charge. And I wasn't preaching before he called me. And when I told him that I was going to do it his way, down yonder that morning by the side of that chestnut tree, I said, I'll do it your way. And when it don't work anymore, I'll take out and go to the house. But I ain't going to change.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody ever sent him a birthday card. Nobody ever said, I love you, preacher, and love the way you preach. He just stayed with it. And I'm going to tell you something else. Never did have a convert. Now, it looks like I used to think that he got his family in, but that ain't right. God told him to take his family in from the very beginning. Didn't look like he ever did have a convert, but he didn't change his preaching. Never did use no psychology around the altar place and say, everybody that loves your mother, come on down. He just told them to get right and get on the boat or they'd drown. That's still good enough in this day. Just tell sinners to get born again or go to hell. That's the two alternatives that they got. Get born again or spend eternity in hell. There is no middle ground. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And though he worked on his family, some way his life and living got his family in. Now you listen to me. I said something about his life and living got his family in. It so affected his boys that they was right with God and followed the direction of their daddy. And no doubt that's way up in years. And they had wives that followed their daddy as he followed God. Isn't that amazing? There's something about Noah that he didn't only preach at Sunday or in public, but there's something about his private life that made his family know what he was preaching was bound to be the truth. It's a shame and a disgrace when the children don't have no confidence in dad and mama.
Amen.
got more confidence in somebody down the road than they have in dad and mama. Now, I know boys can rebel and girls can rebel. I'm not talking about they'll probably always follow daddy and mama, but they'll always know if you live right that you was living right, and they will not deny.
Amen.
My boys are straying and wandering. I cried over him a while back in my house and said, "Son, go to church somewhere." And he reached out and took a hold of me and said, "Daddy, when I go, I'll come to where you are." Oh, that helped my heart. Oh, yes. I want to tell you, he lived right in front of his family. He didn't cuss and tell jokes around the house. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He didn't watch ungodly shows on television. Y'all can say amen again right there.
Amen.
I mean, he's clean around his house. He is unlike the rest of the country. He got his family in line with God before the flood ever came. How it is with your family tonight? They have confidence in you. We're going to give an altar call after a while. It'd really do you good to come down here and pray, "Lord, help me to walk a holy walk."
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, I can go a long ways with a fella when he loves God and lives right in his private life. I mean, just wants to do right. It's amazing how many men I get in the car with. They won't tell me the latest little old off-color joke.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing to claim to be preachers and Christians?
Yeah.
So many of them I've had to tell, "I don't want to hear that. Did you know?" I've had preachers to say, "Now I know, Brother Mill, but you don't want to hear this, but I've just got to tell you anyhow." And they'd tell me regardless. And I have no confidence in them till this day. I was riding with a preacher, a pastor, one morning, and he got a letter from the Southern Baptist Convention, and they told him what he needed to do. And he said some words he ought not to say. And I said, he said, "Preacher, what are you crying about?" And I said, "Because I'm going to have to walk home." I said, "Pull over here and let me out. My ears ain't no garbage can.
Amen.
I'm out talking to you about living a holy life in this age that we're living in." No wonder sinners don't have confidence in the church anymore. I remember my daddy walk in the store when I was a boy and they'd get quiet. They had respect to the Christian. My daddy was a nobody. He could read his own name and sign it just barely if he'd give him time. But they had confidence, and they'd call on my daddy to pray. And he just had a second grade education, quit in the second grade. But he could pray a hole in the sky. I'm going to tell you again, when the private walk gets right,
amen,
folks will have confidence,
yes,
in people at the church house. Know it unright in the sight of his family. And then Noah followed God's direction in building the ark. I mean, he stayed with the direction of God and didn't vary from it. I see so many plans for salvation in this day. I mean, for folks to get right with God, and they'll tell me everything. I'm talking about Baptist folks. Some, I've had Baptist folks that believe you need to get baptized now. Some say you don't need the church. You just need to look at the bees and look at the flowers and the sunshine and the dew on the roses and realize there's a God and say, "Lord, I'm going to follow you." But it's going to take more than that to get right. Somewhere or another, you're going to have to get under the sound of the preaching of the Word of God. You say, "Preacher, you mean I can't read a tray or sit down and read my Bible or my mama tell me about Jesus and get saved? All of that's good and it's praise. But it pleased God, as the preacher said before, I threw the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Faith comes by hearing. It don't come by reading. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how can they hear without a preacher? Now, if you've got some scripture on the other side, I'll listen to it after service, but you don't have any. Amen. Man's got to hear first. The Bible said, I believe it's in Hebrews, maybe the second chapter, that He manifests His Word through preaching. Now, y'all that study words, you get into that manifest business, and if the only way He manifests His words through preaching, that ties are down. It's tied, and you can't get out from under it. If it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, and if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and if He manifests His Word through preaching, it's going to take preaching for sinners to get under conviction. And Noah is a preacher of righteousness. He wasn't just talking about the ball games. He is a preacher of righteousness. You say, preacher, I wish you'd get on something else. I know you do, but I'm going to preach on this a while. I'm talking about being like Noah in the day that we live in. I can't see where Noah ever got mixed up. Never did see where he married any of that trash. That come down the road and said, I want to marry this one and marry that race and marry this bunch over here. There's some mixed up. There's worse than a bunch of animals. I don't see where Noah ever did have anything to do with that man. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't have to offend somebody. I already have. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, Noah offended them too, evidently. They never did get right with God. But he kept on preaching anyhow. What a mess we got. He followed God's directions. And he built the boat just the right size. And he didn't have no singings. I never did see where his saved hearing singing. We got folks in our country that'll go down and stand over on the overpass and wait for them buses to come by on Sunday morning. And wherever they're going, they'll just follow them. Amen. And they'd rather hear singing as to hear preaching the Word of God. They get them suppers and them singings. Oh, yeah. But when the old man of God stands, I was down in Mississippi. I mean way on down in Mississippi. And I guess it was on a Friday night. They had a bus come in of singers. And I'd heard of them. And they sang well. I mean they did. They sang well. And then I preached. And God helped me preach. And I know singers. I've been out there and been among them and this and that. And I know them. And I preached. And one of them come or two of them and got on the altar. And after we got done, I guess it's mean of me, but I said, I want you singers to sing again. They began to look at one another and said, well, one of them's done gone to the bus and changed his clothes. I said, that's all right. Just bring him on in. They said, one of them's already gone home. God help! I had them get in there and sing anyhow. Amen. And the man that is the head of the thing said, preacher, I see my mistake. I need to make some changes. We do need to make some changes. Great God! I believe preaching's important. Stand with the book right in this age. Do it like God said. I wonder how you're making it, preachers. I mean, are they tempting you to change? Have they told you you're too strict? Why don't you let us build a basketball court in the churchyard? Oh, yes. Why won't you let us have a Santa Claus in the church and pull in a 40-foot cedar tree and put the trinkets on it? Amen! You say, preacher, we do that at my church. That's why God won't be preaching then, I guess. Amen. I believe you ought to worship God at the church house. Amen. Just sing and pray and testify. Amen. Well, I'm going to be here another 9 or 10. I hope you ain't too mad. But I'm going to preach while I'm here. God, help me. I love this way. God put something in my heart. I'm not preaching out of spite. There's a love in my heart for the ways of God. And I want to do it right. And I want to help you.
God bless
you. Noah got ready for everybody to come on. The Lord told him to go out and gather food. And to bring it in on the ark.
Bless you.
And he did. Now, if it was in our day, we'd gather in some children's church.
Right.
And we'd have some young evangelist to come in and preach to them, you know.
Yeah.
And got his hair all done this way and pink shoes on. And a blouse-looking shirt. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, there's something better than that for the children of God. He said, I want you to bring on food, and it'll be food for you and everything that's on board. I believe we just ought to preach to everybody. We got a real youth program at our church. It's really works. I mean, a real youth program. And mamas and daddies make them sit in the choir and whoop them if they don't do right. Amen. Just take them out and put the limb to them till they learn to be quiet. Y'all still with me, ain't you? And gather them in around the choir and around the altar here on Sunday morning and pray around them and shout over them. Amen. It'll still work. And kids are afraid to go to sleep. They're afraid they'll miss something. Amen. We got some ladies and some men that'll shout, amen, and sing and try to do right. There's no use to change it when you've got it right with God. Why in the world do you want to change it? Somebody said they showed a movie down to First Baptist Church the other day. They told me and said, I believe they said 125 got saved. Well, I said, I guess you're going to have it every Sunday then, ain't you? I mean, if I done something and got 125, I don't want to do it next Sunday. I wouldn't want to change nothing. And I'd send off and get me some more movies and do it on Sunday night and Wednesday night. That sounds right to you, don't it? I mean, if you're going to get, and you ain't getting into preaching, I'd just go to the movie business. The only problem is that you don't get saved watching movies. Amen. It's going to take the power of God. How y'all doing? Here in this day. So I'm going to tell you, preacher, if I was in here tonight, the devil had just been playing on my mind and heart to make some changes. I'd get in this altar tonight and say, by the grace of God, Lord, I promise you tonight, I'm going to stay this book in this day, right where we live. This world don't have anything. God take care of you. You say, preacher, if I preach like you're preaching, I wouldn't have 10 in my church inside of a little while. God take care of you. Oh, I heard something the other day. I want to share this with you. Y'all know Bill Gates. How many of you know that name, Bill Gates? He's that computer man. They told me he had $70 billion. That's 70,000 million dollars. And some of them, the think tanks, them scientists got together and they figured out that if he is real sparing, I mean, if he just really pinched it out, you know, he could feed all the birds in the world 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's rich, ain't he?
Yeah.
But the Lord!
Never done.
For 6,000 years!
Yeah.
Has fed him every day!
Glory to God!
Bless His name, and you worry about your church putting you down, shutting the doors on you. Amen. God can see to you, and I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't take a well done. I wouldn't trade a well done, thou good and faithful servant, for all the money in the world. God will take care of you. I wonder how it is with you tonight. I wonder how it is around your home. No doubt there's hundreds of thousands of folk that laughed at Noah. Who said, what a fool. Old man preaching the Word of God. Been at it for 120 years. Didn't change. What a preacher. That'll never change. What a Christian. That'll never change.
Amen.
In this day.
Bless you, preacher.
Can you say, preacher, can you hold your hands up tonight in the dark after the lights go out and say, Lord, I haven't changed. It's not in my mind to change. I'm just going to stay the old time way.
Glory to God.
Or would you have to say, preacher, I've been a hedging a little bit and
I've made some changes that I know is not right according to the book. Hallelujah. God said a preacher of righteousness. I'd rather have him say that about me than anything else in the world. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. It's you. Everybody stand, please. I want us to sing. If you, ma'am, will come to the piano. I want everybody to look here at me, and I just want you to be honest. Can you really say I'm staying with the staff? I'm trying to do just like Noah did in his day. Because my day is so much like his day, I think I ought to be like him. But preachers, prayers, I know all's well. But oh, tonight, if there's some little old places that you need to make some changes, you ought to get in. I'll never know what it is. Don't want to know. Just maybe you changed your way of praying, your way of dressing, your way of talking. Maybe you just haven't stood for the truth and the right like you ought to. Nobody knows nothing about it but you. And you just need to come down here and say, Lord, I'm going to hook up a little tighter with the ways I know's right. While we sing together, what's your number? You ought to come getting this altar and ask God to help you. I just want you to be honest with God. That's all I want you to do. Oh, yes. And thou bidst me come. Sing another verse if you will. All I want you to do is be honest. All I want you to do is be honest with God. You mean tonight you're holding the line. And Lord, that don't make any difference what everybody else does. I'm a holding the line. Not trying to pull nothing modern or liberal. Not wanting to change what the old men of God preach back under. I'm a holding the line. If you can't say that, you need to come. Get in this altar and ask God to help you. All I want you to do is be honest. Sing when you're ready. Thou wilt receive. Well, welcome and pardon. Oh, and cleanse and release. You're doing right, man. You're doing right. Some of you need to just come and say, Lord, I ain't going to change. I want to promise you anew and afresh tonight, Lord. I will not change. We continue to say. If you'll be honest, the devil's messed around with your heart, man. Thank you, Lord Jesus.